Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Members of Snug Harbor have expressed great displeasure at the prospect of a concrete plant in their area. 2 weeks ago on March 19th at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting, an ordinance passed that would authorize the borough to enter into a contract with Davis Block and Concrete Company for concrete batch plant operations. This supports the Sterling Highway Mile Point 45 through 60 construction project near Cooper Landing. If the construction were successful, it would create 10 new miles of highway, bypassing a section of Cooper Landing. The lease agreement would take approximately 5 years, with the option of ending the contract early or extending the project's timeline, depending on how the project progresses. At that meeting, many community members came up to express their concern for the site location and the safety of how this would operate. Another common issue was that members of Snug Harbor felt they had very limited time to be informed about the potential discussion happening and would have liked more notice prior to this discussion. After a vote, the ordinance passed with 8 members in favor. The only member against it was Cindy Eklund. She says that her opposing vote was due to concerns about the safety of drivers in the area. According to Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Michicki, he received a letter from Karen Button of Cooper Landing with a signed petition of over 100 names on it to veto the ordinance. He brought it up during the mayor's report at the KPB meeting on April 2nd to share his thoughts on the situation with his fellow constituents. Michicki said while he did receive the letter, he does not plan on vetoing the site of the concrete plant.
When 8 of my team members make the tough choice to move forward on the best site for everyone involved, I'm going to support them. So veto is not something I was considering, but I will schedule a meeting with the folks in Cooper Landing to talk about the details and what we'll do to ensure that it is a safe operation throughout the length of that lease.
Students across Alaska walk out of schools as a way to protest the governor's veto of an education package. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Students in Alaska's capital walked out of school on Thursday and marched through the halls of the state house to protest Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy's latest education veto and the legislature's failure to override it. The walkout was part of a protest organized by the executive board of the Alaska Association of Student Governments, said Felix Myers, a student organizer from Sitka. Plans called for 40-minute walkouts at schools across Alaska, with 40 representing the number of votes lawmakers needed to override the veto. Lawmakers fell one vote short in their override attempt last month. The walkout was planned for around 11 a.m., a time chosen in part to minimize disruptions and to ensure participation. Dunleavy in March made good on a threat to veto a package overwhelmingly passed by lawmakers that called for a $175 million increase in aid to districts through a school funding formula. He complained the measure lacked provisions he supported, including a 3-year program offering annual bonuses of up to $15,000 as a way to attract and keep teachers, and changes to the application process for charter schools aimed at promoting those schools. But those items lacked broad support among lawmakers, who questioned the effectiveness and the cost of the untested teacher retention plan and expressed concern that allowing the state education board, whose members are appointed by the governor, to directly approve charters would erode local control. About 2 dozen students gathered in the House Finance Committee room after the meeting, after an unrelated issue had concluded, approached Republican Representative Julie Colome. She is one of the lawmakers who voted for the education package but voted against overturning Dunleavy's veto. Colome welcomed their questions.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.